today.
Welcome to America Tonight, each and every show, as you all know by now. We're always so pleased to go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. We have the grand dame of the place on with us this time. What a pleasure to welcome Ellen Ratner to America Tonight. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, we know. We always say it's the buzz in the backyard that we're talking about here on this show. And the buzz is over. Kane, Kane, Kane. There's no question about it. A lot of people are speculating as to whether or not, geez, because of everything that's happened with the sexual harassment story that broke from Politico and all the interviews he's done, does this help his case? Does it hurt his case? And is this guy really going to stick around till the end, or is it going to be Mitt Romney? There's all kinds of things you can talk about here. I guess the first thing is Kane and the reaction out of D.C. What's the reaction there?
Well, of course, the reaction is he dead or alive? And how much, is there another shoe that's going to drop? Is this person going to talk? Are these two women going to talk? Are they really saying anything meaningful other than perhaps he asked them come to a hotel room? You know, it's really unclear. And look, his contributions went up $250,000.
Yeah. Crazy. So what does that tell you? That tells you that
I think people like McCain for why they like Bill Clinton. He's authentic.
I agree with that. I think that's what it is. I watched several of his interviews, one with Judy Woodruff and then one today with the woman who's on in the morning. I think her name's Robin on CNN. And then I watched what he had done on Fox and a couple of other interviews that he's done, and they've all been a little bit different. But I think that that's it. I think you hit the nail on the head, that they think he's authentic, that he's authentic, and that's the name of the game. And, hey, maybe he surprises everyone. I put it this way on the show. Does it stick to him, what's going on now, or does it not stick, like you said? I mean, is there more to come here, and who knows? Now, supposedly, one woman said that she would talk about it, but she couldn't because she signed an agreement when she got the money that she wouldn't talk. So we'll see.
Yeah, and again, the question is that what is it really? Is it constant harassment? Was it a one-time thing? I mean, who knows?
Yeah, and I agree with you. What's interesting is we don't know who the nominee is going to be for the Republicans yet. But we do know, and we've also talked about this, I love the presidential debates. And there's three big ones coming up in October. And they're always done that way, right? Because it's a setup right before you get to election day. So it can hurt or it can harm probably either side, either the incumbent Obama or who's ever running against him. What do you make of the presidential debates? You've certainly been around long enough in politics to talk about that.
Well, I make that they have. I was shocked that they're redoing one at Hofstra University again.
Yep.
But the first one starts at October 3rd, and when it begins in Denver, then we go to Long Island, and then on to Florida, a major state.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you're talking about two swings possibly, and certainly Florida. That's huge to have it in Florida. No question about that. Let's talk about a couple of other things that came out during the day. In fact, you sent me a note on it. It was interesting because I was thinking about this, too. I mean, we haven't even talked about the deficit in a while now. We're talking about all the other politics stuff. But there was testimony, actually, at the deficit reduction hearings. And this is big because we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Anything sexy or exciting come out of that?
Well, this bipartisan policy center. One, they're saying for people to put away their partisan politics. That's never going to happen. And they said that they recommend this down payment of basically $1.2 to $1.5 trillion, but that should only be a down payment. The work of this committee should be ongoing.
All right, and it will be. The White House on Wednesday, what's going on there? The president has to leave for France for the G20, but before he does that, what else is happening?
Well, he's going to go to the Key Bridge, which is the bridge that separates Georgetown from Virginia, and he's going to be talking about infrastructure and the need for the Key Bridge and other bridges around the United States to get help.
Yeah, infrastructure, and that's, of course, one of the key components of his jobs bill that I don't – do you think that Jobs Act, the Americans Jobs Act, will ever pass?
No.
I don't either. I like it. Ellen Radner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Have a good one, Ellen. All right, so you heard at the top there talking about Kane, and that's the big story that everyone's talking about, frankly, across the fence, not just in D.C., meaning that you're talking to your neighbors, because if you're interested in who's running and what's going on, this has become the story. It has gotten such big play, and Herman Cain is on with all kinds of people talking about it. Now, the woman who accused Cain of sexual harassment said she's considering going public. The latest that I've heard, I just got, in fact, a text about a half an hour ago. Apparently, she signed a confidentiality agreement, but through a lawyer, she has said, this one woman, she has said that he is lying, that it's not true. But she can't say more than that, or is not saying more than that right now anyway. So Herman Cain's accusations about the harassment and some of the details, we'll see if any of this stuff really comes out more in full force. I mean, what about this other woman? I'm assuming it's probably the same thing, a confidentiality agreement. And I don't know, the story, it's as Ellen and I said, does it stay or does it go? And what happens with Cain, I tend to think that unless there's a whole bunch that they can tie to him, that this goes away. And he may really surprise a lot of people and end up being the nominee, may end up being the Republican nominee. That would stun, I'm sure, Mitt Romney, because he's really the establishment guy, no question about it. Hey, coming up this hour on America Tonight, we go to our man in Hollywood for fun. We do that once a week, conversation with Stephen Shohet. We do our cheap movie reviews, a segment of that, on Friday morning. And I've often been talking now, at least lately anyway, about 3D, because with animated flicks, which maybe some of you are taking kids or grandkids to, or nieces, nephews, or just going to yourself, 3D has become so big that it's really revitalizing films that are on the shelf, like Top Gun. That's going to be re-released in 3D. Can you imagine Top Gun in 3D? I'm thinking of it, and I'm thinking of some of those sequences and how frightening that would be in a theater. It would be loud. No question, it would be very, very loud. But 3D has made more money for the studio, so it's absolutely where a lot of films are headed. How many? I mean, will this just be 20% of the business? Will it be 50% of the business? Will it be more than that? Because it's going to be more than just animated flicks. It seems now that's really what it is. But I think it's going in a different direction completely. That's why, you know, Top Gun being re-released that way. How does that play out? It'll be interesting to see. So we're going to talk to Stephen Shohet about that. Plus, Ben Fuchs, my favorite pharmacist that you hear me talk about here, you know, in between breaks and whatnot. Here's a guy who had a journalism degree from Syracuse, 4-year degree, and decided, yeah, I'm not going into this profession. I like pharmaceutical stuff. Became a pharmacist, and he is the king of knowing about minerals and supplements, stuff that you really have to have in your body. I thought I could get away with it. Maybe when I was a kid, I bet you my mother shoved some Flintstone vitamins down my throat, but that's the last time I had real vitamins. So we talk about that. That's at the end of the hour. Next, though, we're going to mix in a little odds and ends. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources, November 1st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,703.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,745.63, $872.81 for a half ounce, or $436.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,745.63, $872.81, and $436.41.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Odds and ends. We don't know what the end will be for Herman Cain. Does he snag the nomination? Ultimately, is he the one debating the president in October and running for president under the Republican umbrella? Or does the sexual harassment charge help to sink his ship? Now, as I mentioned before, the big story is that the attorney for the Cain accuser, the woman, he spoke up and said, she says he's lying, he's a liar, and that it's not true what he's saying in all these interviews. How much weight does that have? He's saying, I never committed sexual harassment, end of story, and is willing to just keep talking about it. So I'm not sure if he gets through that tunnel, as I just said before we stepped away, or he gets stalled and it becomes the obstacle. Now, the other thing that I would say that's very significant on the day, here we are just in the beginning of the week, that to me is the fact that there really is power in numbers of people. I say this all the time, and I swear I think nobody believes it. If you've listened to me on America Tonight, you think that woman's talking out of her head. What is she saying? It's the same old thing. It's just the same machine. Nothing changes. That's not true. A great example of it is if more people spoke up about certain things. This is why we're seeing all this political change, too, by the way. But the ridiculousness of the banks, Bank of America, saying we're going to have this $5 fee a month for using your debit card. So then you add that up on top of all the other fees that they've thrown at you over the years, and there was so much blowback, so many people leaving, taking their money out of the bank to go to credit unions and other banks because they didn't want anything to do with that. They were so furious over the fact that they were going to get jobbed again with another hidden fee, that because the swipe fee was changing for the bank, they were going to pass it on to the people who were their customers. Too many people said, you know what? No way. No, thank you. I can take my money out, whether I have $10 or $5,000, or I deposit my weekly check. You don't care about me because I don't have millions and I'm not some business owner, or I don't walk into the bank with bags full of cash and you don't ask me any questions, because I know I've said this on the air before. I swear I see this all the time. It's very unnerving. No questions asked, but I'll get asked for 50 forms of ID. I don't know. Maybe it's me, and maybe I look like I'm going to do something wrong, or that I look like I might be fraudulent. So because so many people did that, so many people complained, guess what happened? Bank of America said, forget it. They went back on it. They learned a lesson from what happened with Netflix, for example, when they decided they were going to hike up their fees 60%. So many people dumped, they're tanking the company. Oh, we'll ride this out. It's the streaming fees, and we have to raise the rate. Well, they raised such a ridiculous amount that once the ball started rolling on it, people said, forget it. Even if I like it, I'm not going to get it anymore. They're pulling all the stuff on us. So it was the same thing with Bank of America. So the end was the fact that so many people did that. So many people reacted to it, and they realized that, you know what, they're going to pay the price because they're going to lose too many customers, and they do care about some of the other customers. They want to keep as much money in the bank as they can. They want to play with your money. That's what it is. So they're axing that charge. How about that? And, you know, they were supposed to start doing that next year, so it would have been just a handful of months from now. And with the customers revolting and going to other places, they backpedaled. So you're not going to have that fee. And what I love, this is what I love, this is why I'm saying there is power in numbers. There's power to the people at times if the right things happen. David Darnell, one of the many people that they trotted out to talk about it, he's Bank of America's co-chief operating officer. His statement was this: we've listened to our customers very closely over the last few weeks and recognized their concern with our proposed debit usage fee. Give me a break. Our customers' voices are most important to us. Doesn't that sound like a Bank of America statement? As a result, we're not currently, and they had, of course, he puts that in there, so they reserve the right to change, by the way. We're not currently charging the fee and will not be moving forward with any additional plans to do so. I love it. And if more people would gut it out like that and react, and you have a revolt of the people, and you have thousands of customers who are moving their money out, guess what? Something happens, and they change their mind suddenly. Because here's what I was saying before. The Occupy movement would be better served to specifically target things. Instead of camping out in the middle of the city somewhere, oh, near the financial district, Occupy Wall Street was calling on people to dump your bank. They were going to have a dump your bank day next week. And I think that scared Bank of America because they already were seeing that people were pulling out their money. And I mentioned this, that suddenly there has been a run on credit unions, people going and dumping their money in the credit unions. So I think that's a pretty good end. I like that. I like that they had to pull back on that. They couldn't go there. This couldn't happen. All right, this story is also, could have been absolutely disastrous. Luckily, it didn't end up that way. But if I say to you, oh, there was this plane that had to go down on its belly in Portland, what's the first thing you're thinking? Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? They must have had the foam out. How many people survived? But this Newark flight This Newark flight from New Jersey made not Portland. This Newark flight made an emergency landing in Poland. And that's exactly what happened. It was a big plane, too. Of course it was. A 767. And talk about dramatic. I saw some of the video of that somebody had taken. I don't know if it was on a cell phone or what it was. Might have even been a cameraman filming it, but it was interesting to watch the video. They had problem with their landing gear. So all the passengers that were there, safe, not injured. That's incredible. It's very rare, I think, to have a belly landing and not have something happen. They noticed that there was a system failure, a hydraulic system failure, which would control, you know, of course, the landing gear, and that they were going to have to do this emergency landing. So what happened was the plane was coming in without its wheels down, skidded along the tarmac, then stopped. Of course, you have all of the emergency type of things you would think, ambulances, fire trucks, whatever, racing toward the plane and then having to hose it down as the passengers are coming out. But that is a miracle. 231 people on the flight, 220 passengers, 11 were crew, and that was great. I mean, how many times have we seen this gone awry in our history or the history of aviation? And you see some of these landings, and when the gear isn't there, that can be just disastrous. So the airport is apparently in Warsaw is Poland's busiest. They have about 100 scheduled flights a day, and the flight that they were talking about, or LOT as it's called, LOT is the Polish version. They say that the Polish flag carrier, one of the world's oldest airlines anyway, they're offering all kinds of deals on flights from New York to Warsaw. That's why you had so many people on that plane, they believe. And over the past year, they carried about 4.5 million passengers, and three-quarters of the people there were on international flights. How about that? So that's a tremendous landing. That's a tremendous end for all of those people. Different story when you had a person who was hurt after a bag explosion at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. How often when you're in the airport do you hear that about unattended bags and all this other stuff? The FBI is all over this. It was a checked bag, and according to what I've heard anyway, and they say that the FBI was interviewing the owner of the bag, and so what was in there, what happened, they evacuated. Were they going to evacuate or not evacuate? They had the orders to do that. You had a United Airlines spokesperson who said that one of their people had to be taken to a hospital. A handler got some minor burns. And apparently what they're looking into is batteries. Some kind of batteries set this off. A metal strip might have triggered the batteries inside the case. Oh, who would think? Would you think that would be what would happen there? We're going Hollywood next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's the last chance to make a big splash for some of the best thoroughbred horses in the world. It rivals the Triple Crown in horse racing. That's next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The Breeders' Cup is a must-see for any true horse racing fan. It's the year-end championship in the sport that features races of all different distances and on several surfaces, dirt, turf, and all weather. The Cup races take place at different tracks. The Cup kicked off in 1984. John R. Gaines, a pet food heir and thoroughbred owner, thought it would clean up the sport's image at the time it was being kicked around, and it would add more excitement into the game. And boy, did it ever. The last 3 years, it's been expanded into 2 days, and the Breeders' Cup is now the second richest day in racing. The Sprint, the Classic, and the Turf Race are probably the most popular. This year, Uncle Mo drew the 12th post position in the Mile and a Quarter Classic and is considered the favorite this time around on November 5th at Churchill Downs. Go Mo! That's Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess. So each and every week here on America Tonight, we head out to Hollywood for a conversation with Stephen Showhead about all kinds of interesting things, lots of interesting backstories. Hey, Stephen, how are you doing?
Doing great, Kate. How are you?
Great, thank you. I got just one quick one, just off the top of my head, because I always think of him as a Hollywood guy now. But what do you think of Jimmy Kimmel doing the White House dinner? That could be interesting.
Oh, I didn't even know about that.
Yes.
So he's going to dine with President Obama?
He's going to host it. He's going to be the man on the mic making the jokes. Yeah.
Oh, well.
The correspondence dinner.
You know, I guess he'll have to be careful how far he can go, I don't know. It always reminds me of that story. Certain presidents have good sense of humor, certain don't. I have a story about Bob Hope when he was entertaining President Roosevelt for the first time in 1944, he told a story about there was an American Marine who was unhappy he hadn't killed an enemy combatant during the war. So he went to the edge of the jungle and he yelled out, "To hell with Hirohito." And a Japanese soldier came out of the jungle and he said, "Oh yeah, to hell with Roosevelt." And the Marine lowered his weapon and said, "Darn it, I can't shoot a fellow Republican." and Roosevelt laughed so long that Bob Hope, who was an ardent Republican, said, "Well, I almost considered voting for him."
That's great.
Yeah,
I like that.
It'll be interesting to see. I think President Bush got upset with Stephen Colbert about a couple of his jokes a few years ago, or at least he didn't react well. So you always wonder, what kind of sense of humor do presidents have? And are they able to laugh at themselves, and how far will the comedian go? So it's always a combustible thing. But I didn't know about that till you mentioned it. So
yeah.
I guess I'm out of the loop with that one.
Yeah, we'll see. Kimmel could definitely cross that line then, and we'll see if they have the sense of humor that it'll work out for them. So when we're talking about movies, I noticed lately, like you see, and you and I've mentioned this briefly before, the 3D fair, the 3D variety is really huge right now, and I don't see an end in sight to that. In fact, at my local theater, and probably yours, Stephen, and all over the place, now instead of getting the glasses they give you, they'll sell you $50 glasses that you can take with you, and you can have a Ray-Ban kind of an experience with the glasses. 3D is big for Hollywood, isn't it?
It is. It's interesting how things go, come around again, or at least this has. I mean, it was back in the 50s when you first started having the 3D experiences for moviegoers. And you had at that time, the movie studios like MGM and Warner Brothers were so upset about television that they wouldn't allow, for example, television sets to be shown in the living room of their movie characters. If you were a cameraman and you worked at a studio like Warner's, and Jack Warner found out that you owned a TV, you might well be fired. I mean, they were so against television. Bob Hope was not allowed to host the Academy Awards for 8 years because he had violated what they considered to be the rules by going on to TV and having specials. So 3D became a way to potentially get people away from the television set. And at first, of course, it was an amazing technology for people. I mean, there were magazines that wrote articles about how the movies make things jump out at you. Jack Warner said it was the biggest innovation in the movie since sound. There were all sorts of anecdotes. They might not be true. Like some guy was watching a movie in a 3D movie in a movie theater, and he sort of supposedly turned around and asked the woman behind him to take off her hat, because it ruined his depth of vision. There were stories about headaches, just lots of different things that happened. I mean, projectionists making mistakes, and there was such a glut of them that people got tired of them. And there was a new thing, CinemaScope, which sort of blew out the interest in 3D. So it just sort of died. And then when Avatar came out in 2009, the profits in that movie were so enormous, and of course, the difference you have now, which you didn't have back in the 50s, is charging more money per ticket for a 3D production. And so since Hollywood sees that, and they're desperate to make money because DVD sales have gone down, obviously they're going to go there. Now, you ask a lot of people, including Roger Ebert, and they're sick of 3D. And so the solution may be, and I don't know how this will go over, but James Cameron wants to be involved with 3D movies. He wants to start a company called Real D, which is sort of like a certificate, like a good housekeeping seal. You work with him, you listen to his or his people's suggestions, where 3D should be used, how it should be done properly. He puts the good housekeeping seal on the movie, the certification, and then you're getting a high quality 3D production.
Yeah. Wow, that would be That would be interesting. I would vote for that. I'd say yes. What do you think? That'd be great.
Well, you know, the question is, you know, will people find that egocentric? But I think obviously with the success of Avatar, he definitely is in a position to say, look, I know what I'm doing, and I'm for quality 3D, and these other movies are being rushed out, and like Clash of the Titans, they didn't do a good enough job. And I think it'll be interesting to see how Titanic does when that's re-released on 3D. James Cameron, you know, working on that, taking the time, and so if that goes over well, I think it will really lend credence to his claims that you know, he or at least his company should be the arbitrator of what's quality and what isn't. But whether or not filmmakers will go for that, whether or not audiences will keep willing to pay more, whether or not movie theater owners will have put up with all the 3D movies since they only have a limited amount of halls. It's all speculation. That's one thing that's fun about the movie business. People just don't know what's going to work, and they never have. But if something like Avatar is big, they're going to imitate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we just had another Halloween come and go. How big are, like, movie festivals? Or speaking of TV and the love-hate relationship with the movies, how big is it to have horror flicks on, you know, all day long? My whole life I can remember that being huge.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely big around Halloween. And what's also fun about Halloween or wild, or maybe you want to avoid it around L.A., is the just mammoth costume parties like on Santa Monica Boulevard. Although on Hollywood Boulevard, every day is like Halloween because people are dressing up like Batman. In fact, if people want to see, there's a very interesting video, SpongeBob versus two girls. These two girls beating up SpongeBob on Hollywood Boulevard. It's pretty funny, and it's almost going viral. So yeah, you have these people who dress up as costume characters trying to get tipped. You take pictures with them, and then you tip them. And sometimes the wild things ensue, and like two Batman fighting each other, or Spider-Man hitting Charlie Chaplin in the face, and the police coming to arrest them, and there are so many Spider-Men, they don't know which one to arrest. I mean, these are daily goings on. You don't even have to wait for Halloween to have these wild, trippy things on Hollywood Boulevard, which I see quite a bit.
Yeah, no kidding. That's funny. Every day is Halloween in L.A. I love it. Absolutely. All right, Stephen Shohead, and the book is called Hollywood Story, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies. He has so many more stories that he shares in the book that you'll enjoy, I'm sure. Stephen, we'll talk to you next week.
You got it, Kate.
Thanks. Yeah, he is the master of storytelling, I'm telling you. And he's a guy who knows Hollywood so well. He's the ultimate tour guide, too. And each and every week, as I said, Stephen comes on and we talk about all kinds of things in the movie business. And 3D is interesting to me because of seeing now that these glasses are being sold, I thought, wow, they can always find a way to get in your wallet. I'm telling you, they can always find a way. And for kids especially, I mean, they live on 3D. If you give them the choice, which one do you want to see? I call it Avatar straight up or Avatar 3D. Yeah, they're going with Avatar 3D. And even if you want to throw in the IMAX or OmniMax experience, they're probably going to add that onto it too. So they would go for all of it versus just going to the movies and watching the movie, as I said, straight up the way it was originally shot in that form. Oh, Avatar in 3D. I would probably leave the theater with a headache. Coming up next, Ben Fuchs got some great suggestions on a few little things you can do and you'll feel better. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As you know, I've been working on a really cool project to get healthier. I mean, knock on wood, I have been healthy, but I was taking no supplements, nothing. And you just can't keep doing that. You know, eventually you're going to take a big licking. And you get the Buddha belly, you're eating crappy food, you're not eating, then you're overeating. And so many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You probably were on the same cycle as me, where you didn't eat anything, and then you ate a cheeseburger. I went an apple, but you ate the cheeseburger and the other stuff too, and nothing else was in your system. And then you can't understand, well, why aren't I like a beanpole? Why aren't I healthy? So everybody knows this by now, that I'm taking this Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I'll tell you, I'm a very skeptical person. I've been asked to endorse things, to be paid to endorse things, and I'm not getting paid to do Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I buy the product myself. I always say that for a reason, because I'm not getting paid to do that, so that everybody knows that. And you, so when you go and you believe and you're listening and you think, wow, I have the same problem Kate has, you're doing the same thing I'm doing. If you go to americatonightteam.com, you'll see that. And so it's always fun to kick it around, because he's the guy who convinced me that this is what I should do. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, he comes on with us every week and when we talk about this. And Ben, you know what? The airwaves are cluttered. Television has it, the infomercials with people who swear you're going to get skinny, you're going to be healthy, take these five pills, and you know it.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure people like me, they're skeptical of that kind of stuff.
They should be. They should be. Let me tell you why this is different. And this is the reason why this is the only, I don't even want to say company, it's the only a product and system that I endorse and I represent. I'll tell you why. Because the products that these guys are selling are just basic nutrients. They're not anything special in terms, I shouldn't say, they have a lot of really exotic formulations, but the ones that we're talking about, you and I, like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the ultimate ESAs and the digestive enzymes and the probiotics, they're basic nutrients, Katie, that everybody needs. They're not fancy schmancy formulas. They're not something I formulate, and I know what a fancy schmancy formula is because I formulate them myself. That's not what this is. This is basic nutrients that every human being needs, that every human being, at least in this country, who's not supplementing, is not getting. And the net cost of not getting these supplements, Katie, is number one, we go on this one-pointed hunt for food. That's the number one thing, the lack of these basic nutrients that every human being needs. That's the number one thing, number one problem that this deficiency causes is that our bodies start to go after food in a one-pointed fashion. So the reason these are different is because they're not anything fancy. They're just the basic nutrients. Now, the Beyond Tang Tangerine, the one you and I are talking about, has an added twist. Not only is it the basic nutrients that nobody's getting that can't help but result in deficiency states, deficiency disease states, and a subclinical deficiency disease states that are not bad enough to go to the hospital but bad enough to mess up your life. Not only is the Beyond Tang Tangerine a source of these nutrients to prevent that from happening, but this is the key, Kate. It bypasses the digestive system because it's liquid. And in pharmacy school, we learn that the best way to get nutrients that's not IV, well, yeah, the second best, I'll take the best as you're in a moment. You'll never guess what the best one is. The best, second best way to get nutrients into your system is to drink it in the liquid. You know what the best way is that's not IV?
What's the best?
I love this one. To snort it. I knew you'd get a kick out of that. That's the best way to get it. But other than that, because you can't snort your nutrients, liquids are the best way to go. So BTT is not only nothing fancy schmancy, just basic hardcore nutrients in generous amounts, but it's also in a liquid fashion that makes it easy to absorb, number one. It bypasses any digestive problems, which almost 100 million Americans have, number two, and it allows you to get that steady state, low level influx of nutrients throughout the day that your body loves. When you take a pill, when you take a capsule, and this is something we learn in pharmacy school, when you take a pill or you take a capsule, your blood levels spike really high, and the body doesn't like this to happen. The body doesn't like spikes. It will pull it down by excreting, and you'll lose what you don't use. So if you take a pill or capsule, your body is only going to be utilizing a small amount of that. But with the BTT, Katie, it allows you to drink the stuff throughout the day. So you give your body that steady state level of nutrients in a low level fashion. So it'll use it and use it and use it instead of having this big spike and uses a little bit and then dumps everything out. It just uses it and uses it and uses it throughout the day. It bypasses digestive problems. It gives your body that nice low level steady state of nutrients that it likes. And it's in a liquid format, which is the best way to absorb all your nutrients.
Yeah, I agree with you. I say this all the time because it's not a cumbersome deal. You know, like the old days, and you would know this even better than me because, of course, I was never supplementing anything, but certainly I had boyfriends or people I knew that were doing that. They go to the store. They go to, what was it? I can't even think of the name of the store. You know what I'm talking about, where you could get all the healthy.
Yes.
And you go there, and they'd have 50,000 different pills and things that they would go to the counter with and walk out with.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what? You got to take the B and the C and the thing and this and that. It's like, wow.
Formulas. It's all these magic formulas. And let me tell you something about these magic formulas. Because like I say, I formulated many products in my day. And not all formulated products have to be schlocky, and not all of them have to be crappy. But unfortunately, the healthcare business attracts a very unsavory crowd sometimes from a marketing standpoint, and it's just very unfortunate that people have had been hoodwinked so much and been defrauded so much by this, by formulas and potions and promises, and it's just not right. And the difference here is these are just basic nutrients. I mean, if you take the Beyond Tang Tangerine, you're not going to see anything fancy in there. What you're going to see is vitamin A at 150% of the RDA, vitamin C at 16 times the RDA, vitamin D3, vitamin E, vitamin K, all your B complex. See what I'm saying? Nothing fancy, just your basics, and it's all in one easy-to-use little jar for like $40 a month or $50 a month, depending on if you spend a $10 monthly fee. You got yourself not only do you have yourself a month's supply of tasty, easy to absorb, very effective nutrients. And by the way, we said this last week, Katie, the more deficient you are, the faster you notice results. So for most people, you're going to notice results within a week or sometimes even less. But what I want to say about this stuff is not only is it inexpensive for you to use it in your own life. But you know what, Katie? Christmas is coming, and it's a lot better to give a gift of Beyond Hanging Tangerine than a pair of underwear. I'll tell you that. Your dad will appreciate, or your granddad will make a lot more use out of a BTT than a set of half a dozen Hanes or whatever the heck you're going to get them. So it makes an amazing, amazing Christmas gift. And for $40 or $50 a month, depending on whether you join up or not, it's a pretty amazing deal.
Yeah, I agree with you. We only have a couple minutes left, so I wanted to briefly talk about this because you just mentioned, you know, what was in it and all that kind of stuff. For people like how I was going, where I felt like I was healthy because nothing was falling apart on me, if you went through your life and you took no minerals, you took nothing, what are you? I know, I love that because that's what you said to me when I said that to you. What are you risking?
Are you kidding me, girl?
I'm serious. You told me. You lectured me. I know.
Every single dysfunction known to man, every last one of them from the top of your head, dementia and senility and getting things to the tip of your toes with gout and arthritis, everything in between, the digestive system, the cardiovascular system, the thyroid system, the adrenal stress system, the bone system. The most important thing for me, Katie, because I'm vain, is you start to get old and ugly faster.
Because you have no minerals.
Because you have no minerals to make collagen, to stimulate collagen production, to act as the little rivet in your collagen. Your collagen is that protein all women know about for wrinkles. It's also important for bone and muscle. And collagen is riveted with minerals, especially sulfur. And so without minerals, without getting, that's just one place. Zinc is involved in collagen production. I mean, I have a book on the biochemistry of zinc. And the major feature of zinc deficiency is failure to thrive in children. And it's very common around the world. We don't have that problem here, but around the world, a lot of places they don't get enough zinc. So they take pictures, especially in the Middle East and in third world countries. And this book is filled with pictures of people who don't get enough zinc, kids basically. And they don't look so good. They look really, really sad and really, really sick. And that's just one mineral, zinc. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely the height of lunacy. Even if you don't use BTT, which I think you're crazy if you don't, Katie.
Sure.
Get on a nutritional supplement program, people. Whatever it is. This is convenient. This is easy. It's tasty. It's inexpensive. I stand behind it. But whatever it is, get on a nutritional supplement program. Please, people. It will change your life.
Yeah.
It will change your life. I can't say that with more passion. And Katie, the reason I'm passionate about this is because I've seen it so many times. I mean, you said you lost 22 pounds, and I reserve the right to say I told you so as we were talking off the air, because I remember when we took that little walk, I said to you, Katie, you're going to see this thing, and I guarantee you, you're going to lose weight if you follow. And this is what I said to you. Am I kidding? I said,
no.
I guarantee
you did.
If you follow my program, if you follow this step by step, you will lose the weight. I guarantee it. And I reserve the right to say I told you so. So I just wanted, what I'm seeing here with you, I've seen dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of times before.
And perfect note to end on. Check it out, AmericanTonightTeam.com. Ben, thanks.